meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I am so happy to be back. Y'all have no idea. I did have a great time, but I love you all, and I love this place, and I'm so happy to come back to folks who have held down the fort, to new acolytes. Air conditioning issues, I'm not so happy to come back to, but hey, you have to take the good with the complicated, right? When we talk about church, when we talk about how we live out our spirituality in common, it's pretty important to remember this basic tenet that the parable reminds us of today. Yes, we are called to love ourselves and to take care of ourselves. We are beloved of God's, but not only ourselves, right? Not just to talk to our own souls, to make sure we're okay, but to think of others. Because me, myself, and I is an unholy trinity. Or at least not the Holy Trinity. That would be the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer of the universe, God, the three in one. And we are reminded to get out of ourselves today and take risks in love for God and for each other. The great Spanish Salvadoran Jesuit John Sobrino wrote, "To believe in God is not just to love life, but to work so that there is life for others, quality of life, dignity of life." That is the calling that God invites us to work not just for our own salvation, but for the common good, which we hear so little about these days. To be generous with what we have, to prioritize sharing, to care about others' well-being. When we do that, we find a wealth that does not need bigger storage spaces. A wealth that is of love. So it is of God. And there is infinite space in this world for that love to be shared. Infinite space for the infinite love of our infinite God. And yes, God wants us to be practical and concrete, not foolish or distracted or impoverished, shackled by our greed or sickened with cruelty in our fear that sharing will make us poorer somehow. Or weak, which is a lie. I have a wonderful story about this. I was in El Salvador last week with a group from the Diocese of Texas. It was a wonderful way to end sabbatical. And we visited with Sister Peggy, a sister of charity, and she's lived in Suchitoto, El Salvador for almost 40 years, so she has seen a lot. And she's 86 years old, but she runs around like a puppy. Now, I don't mean awkward, I just mean lots of energy, okay? She is still going strong. And last week with us, she shared this story that ended with this quote. "I share my food with you tonight. We will share our hunger tomorrow." Now, this sounds like a very poetic, theological quote, but it was, in fact, a rather blunt, practical statement of faith by a woman that Sister Peggy was with one scary night. Sister Peggy was telling us that she had been unprepared, and they were all in a very dangerous situation, the people that were with her, and she had walked for hours and had eaten almost nothing this one night. She was very, very literally hungry and scared. She and several other women went to settle down for the night outside because it was dangerous to keep going. And there was one woman with a newborn baby, and she was the only one who had any food on her. And it was a stack of tortillas, a big stack of tortillas. Sister Peggy very much wanted one of those tortillas, but she did not want to take it from a nursing mother. It just seemed to look bad. But the mother said, as everyone was refusing her generous offer to share, she said that quote that I began this little story with. She said, "I share my food with you tonight, and we will share our hunger tomorrow." She was no fool. This is what it means not to store up your treasure on earth, but to share it while you're here, to see others' needs as your very own, just as important and worth taking a risk. So some commentators that I listened to and read about this parable in the gospel had the audacity to say that this parable is a hard one to understand. And I truly beg to differ. It's pretty clear to me. Don't put your faith in possessions or stacking up wealth. Don't hoard. Don't be greedy. That is not trusting God. Those are not the true treasures that help us survive together. That those possessions are not your identity. Jesus tells the people there in that crowd that day that one's life does not consist of possessions and is not to be equated. Your value is not to be equated with how much you have. Way back when the Spanish first came to what we now call the Americas, there was a very powerful meditation on the presence of Christ by Guaman Poma, who said, "By faith, we know clearly that where there is one poor person, a person in need, there is Jesus Christ himself." How will our generosity in our time help us live towards God and the neighbor rather than towards ourselves? In The Principle of Mercy, John Sobrino wrote, "The resurrection of Jesus is a symbol of hope, and I don't see how you can show love without being in solidarity," or another way of saying that is sharing, "with the victims of this world." So we are invited today by the scriptures to not put our trust in vanities, but to be willing to be generous in order to serve Christ, to place value not on what we store up for ourselves, but on who we serve, who we stand with, who we march with, who we pray with, who we sacrifice for, not being afraid to share in order that no one hungers or starves. Matt Skinner said that in our society right now, and it's been this way and many times throughout our history, but it seems really potent now, that in our society we get this one measure for the good, and it tends to be economic rather than anything else, even more than health or happiness or honor. You know things are good, things are going well, when you are financially secure. That's the message that we get constantly fed in our society. But the poor are not less than. You are not less valuable if you have less, or if you're more vulnerable in some way. We are all equal in the sight of God. How did St. Paul put it in Colossians? Slave or free, Scythian or otherwise. I thought about this a lot when on sabbatical. You know, I want Trinity to grow. I want Trinity to grow in numbers and in budget so we can do even more mission. We do a lot, but you know, you always want to do more. And I thought, yes, and we can really look at what we do and not feel less than because we're not the biggest or the wealthiest church in the Diocese of Texas. There are some who would say that that makes us less than. Clearly, the biblical accounts say otherwise. And believe me, I have a long list of them, but I'm going to wrap this sermon up. I'm not going to list them all out for you. Also sound a little defensive, so I just let you all trust and look up what Jesus says about that. So I was so excited to get back to the work and the mission of this congregation. I really missed everyone. I missed how we do the work here, how we see each other, how we share our food today, not afraid of sharing our hunger tomorrow. I'm so excited to step into the future days with you all, whether it's this afternoon, this week, the months ahead, the years ahead, continuing to be a place that does not just store up treasures for ourselves, but self-empties again and again, sharing the richness of trusting in God, sharing the richness of a love that seeks Christ in every single person. In the person sitting next to you in the pew, in the unhoused person that is our closest neighbor, in the families being starved in Palestine, in the 80% of people living on a dollar a day in downtown San Miguel, El Salvador, in the immigrant without the correct papers, in the young trans woman vilified by lies, or the young black man profiled by hate. To work together that we may not live in fear, looking to hoard, but that we may live in a generosity that can never be taken away. And this life of faith doesn't lead us to easier lives. Trusting in God, as we all know, is not always easy. But it leads to lives richer in divine love, in what really matters, in what cannot be taken away. Lives of love and generosity and loyalty and true treasure and dignity and respect and profoundly real happiness. So again, as John Sobrino said, to believe in God is not just to love life, but to work so that there is life for all. And as the young mother said, we must share our food tonight and share our hunger tomorrow. And remember that though we are called to love ourselves, me, myself, and I is not the Holy Trinity. That would be the creator, sustainer, and liberator of the world that we worship here. So let us share abundantly in that identity, eternally, infinitely rich in generosity and love, willing to risk for each other for our neighbor, because God loves us and we love God. Amen.
Amen.